You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Auckland Transport has come under fire recently for pausing the works on cycleways in Auckland. Due to local government and mayoral changes, many cyclists have been left with disconnected routes, with approved plans that have been left on pause. I spoke to Tony Mitchell from Bike Auckland today regarding this issue, and I started by asking him what the current plans are for Auckland cycleways.
So look, overall, there is a master plan for the cycleways for Auckland. We're waiting for more detail as to what's going to be delivered when. So one of the issues that we've had is that whilst there's a grand plan that's been launched, and it's the cycling, walking and micro-mobility business case or plan that's been put forward, it has about $306 million against it. The timeframes of that, of how it'll be delivered over the next 5 years, are pretty blurry. But of in particular importance are the Inner West projects that we've seen discussed today. Those Inner West projects have been delayed, and we've got grave concern about that.
I've read that Auckland Transport has recently paused their works. Why have they done this?
So that was something with the change in mayor and Mike Lee, one of the local councillors, getting in. They put a pause on three projects that have been around since 2016. So these are called the Inner West projects. And just an example of, you know, one of them is Point Chev to the, well, pretty much it's 7 kilometres from Point Chev to the central city. And one of those stages is Point Chev to Westmere. So these projects have been submitted in 2016. There's been three rounds of consultation. There's been feedback and wide support from the public. There's been refinement, and they were meant to start last year. And we saw that Wayne Brown and Mike Lee put a hold on those because they wanted to reassess the cost and value in them, which we were, you know, bitterly disappointed with, quite frankly, because of the consultation that's gone in. Look, I think one of the other things to note as well is that there's been a lot of miscommunication about these being gold standard cycleways that have been built, and that's just not true. And what these are three urban development programs. And look, when I look at the Point Chev to Westmere program, you know, let's say that's costing, and it is $47.5 million, 13% of that is for the cycleways, but it's labelled as an overall cycleway project. The rest of that is all on roading and streets and lighting and urban redevelopment. And that's a bit of misconception, which I feel has led to the pausing of these projects.
What are the consequences of Auckland Transport pausing these works?
Well, the consequences are that, you know, people aren't able to be connected and travel. People don't have a choice of transport. People, whether they're in their bus, they're in a bus, they're on a car, they're walking, or they're cycling, these three projects impact all of them. And as I said, you know, a lot of the expense is on other areas. It's on walking, it's on cycling, but it's also on roads. It's also benefits cars. So it's going to impact their ability to actually travel. But in particular, it's going to impact those people who need to cycle to get around. And to get to work, they're not going to have a safe option to be able to travel.
What actions do you think Auckland Transport and the local government should be taking on this?
Well, look, I think the local government needs to go back to the plans that they've put in place already and realise that the consultation's already been done, the refinement's been there, there's wide support. You know, we've just issued a statement today with 40 organisations, local organisations in the area supporting these cycleways. Now, two of the three developments, urban developments, are going to go ahead, but the third one is in the middle, and the third one, the Auckland Transport, are actually recommending that it's paused. But we don't see the sense in pausing that one either. We see that as critical to be able to allow people to get from A to C. Because if you've got B, the section in the middle that's not available to be used, it's going to impact people being able to travel safely. So look, we think that Auckland Transport need to have a rethink about this. and they need to apply the funding that they have and reallocate the funding that they have to finish these programs.
For our listeners who use cycleways to get around, what advice do you have for them, considering that this oversight of Auckland Transport and the government is kind of a safety concern?
Yeah, for your listeners are going to be inconvenienced unless these programs go through. And they've been, as I said, they were meant to start last year. So your listeners should be concerned that